Representative Kyle Johansen will meet tonight with District 1 Republicans following his decision to walk out on the state House Majority Caucus and give up his position as House Majority Leader. District 1 Republicans had requested the meeting. They originally announced the meeting would be public, but later stated Johansen would only agree to a private meeting. The Ketchikan Republican has increasingly come under fire in his hometown. The Ketchikan Daily News this past weekend ran an editorial calling on Johansen to resign. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has the story.
News that Johansen had given up his leadership role and walked out of the majority caucus has not set well with many of his constituents in District 1. District 1 Republican Chair Dick Coos says a local party asked for a meeting with Johansen to discuss his recent actions.
There just needs to be some one-on-one reassurance that we are going to be able to accomplish what we needed to accomplish up there.
Coos says many District 1 Republicans are upset and some are suggesting that Johansen should be asked to tender his resignation.
They're pretty serious. People are not real happy at this point.
The Ketchikan Daily News came out with an editorial calling on Johansen to resign. The editorial, entitled Time to Go, says Johansen and Millett are now the two most powerless legislators in the House. Republican Jackie Durrett says she has spoken with a number of past supporters who say they plan to demand that Johansen return previous campaign contributions. She says she doesn't buy Johansen's stated reason for leaving the majority caucus.
2 and 2 still makes 4. His explanation to me doesn't make 4.
Johansen did not respond to an interview request for this story. However, in an interview with the Ketchikan Daily News, Johansen said he left the caucus because he was particularly concerned with the makeup of the House Finance Committee. He says members seated on that committee would neither be business-friendly nor support resource development. Johansen says he left the caucus after the majority decided to give Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman a seat on the Finance Committee. He told the newspaper that he is concerned the incoming Finance Committee members support Coastal Zone Management Program legislation. Edgman sponsored a Coastal Zone Management Bill last legislative session. Johansen co-sponsored that legislation in March. Edgman is one of 4 Democrats to caucus with the majority. He had caucused with the majority while Johansen was majority leader. In a written statement following the caucus meeting, House Speaker Mike Chenault said neither Millett nor Johansen had a problem with the majority's decision to caucus with rural Democrats in past legislative sessions. City of Ketchikan Mayor Lou Williams III says he isn't quite sure why Johansen decided to quit the majority.
Has a relationship with the other Anchorage representative, and maybe that got in the way of things. I don't know. I'm just disappointed. I just felt like District 1 wasn't on top of his mind when he made his decision to walk out on the caucus.
Williams says he and other local officials are convinced that Johansen's recent decisions will make it more difficult for the city to get funding for local projects from the state.
I'm definitely surprised. I've talked to a lot of people in town that are really surprised and upset.
Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer says he was shocked to find out that Johansen had given up his leadership position.
As House Majority Leader, he was certainly able to control legislation and be in a position to really, really benefit the citizens of District 1, which is his mission up there. Then when I heard he wasn't even in the majority at all, I was even more shocked because that's really stepping away from the plate, so to speak, to the point that, you know, it's really hard to get much of anything done. Then when I heard he wasn't even in either that or the minority caucus, at that point, you're starting to think, okay, what's going on?
Kiefer says he is particularly concerned that Johansen would sacrifice his leadership position for a legislator from another district.
Your job is to go up there and represent your district. And in no way, when he reportedly made that offer, could I see him remotely be helping this district. You are sent to Juneau, whoever you are, to represent District 1. That is your first priority. It is not your priority to give up your position of authority so another legislator can get a better seat at the finance table.
District A Senator Bert Stedman says he hopes Johansen will continue serving the district and will rejoin the majority.
Well, I've enjoyed and worked well with Rep. Johansen since he's, you know, been representing the district in Juneau, and look forward in the future to continuing that close relationship.
That was Deanna Garrison from KRBD in Ketchikan.